Ruha Benjamin is a sociologist and professor at Princeton University. Her book, People Science, explores the promise and perils of wider participation in science and biomedical research. Thank you for joining us on The Pulse.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Tanya.
You led a discussion of the legacy of the Tuskegee experiment. So more than 40 years later, for you, what does the legacy of Tuskegee mean?
I think the legacy of Tuskegee is too often used as a shorthand for why Blacks seem to mistrust medicine and avoid participating in experimental procedures. My interest is in shifting away from Tuskegee as a shorthand for Black people's relationship with medicine and more thinking about the institutional legacies of how we conduct research.
Some scientists argue that it's time to get past Tuskegee. They say today we have informed consent, we have institutional review boards who monitor our work closely, and it's time for Blacks to trust us.
Getting past any history, I think, is almost an assurance that you will repeat some version of it. Rather than thinking about getting past Tuskegee, what can we learn from it? How can we pull that history into the present? It's with us whether we want it to be or not.
So in recent years, you've turned your investigative lens on the scientists and the organizations that conduct the research. So what did you learn from studying these scientists?
So yeah, first in terms of the approach, you know, I was really inspired by the sociologist W.E.B. Du Bois who posed the question, what does it feel like to be a problem? And so one of the things that I learned is that the way in which Black responses to biomedicine are pathologized. And one of the features of that is a kind of hubris, thinking that you can know it all or do know it all, so that the patient needs to then adopt the way of thinking and being of the researcher or the practitioner, rather than the practitioner or the researcher changing and responding to where the patient is at.
So trust is not something that needs to be cured among Blacks.
Exactly. I think shifting again away from thinking about Black mistrust or trust to thinking about the trustworthiness of institutions. What can those who really hold much of the power in these relationships do to shift the power dynamics?
What are the risks if more people don't participate, if racial minorities continue to be underrepresented in, let's say, stem cell studies?
We need to redress the healthcare dynamics in this country before we can really think about the stakes for research, right? People should have the basics before they're asked to then put their bodies on the line for something in the future.
Got it. There are many efforts to kind of prime the pipeline to get more African Americans to love and enter science and math fields. What else needs to be done if there's going to be this diversity outreach? And I guess I say that in quotes.
There are some really genuine attempts to have folks participate. At the same time, I think we have many more examples where people are supposed to toe the party line, be there, but not really voice the kinds of insights and the kinds of perspectives and experience that would actually transform science and technology from the inside out. So not only do we have few African Americans and Latinos participating in these fields, but those that do often, because of a lack of critical mass, can't really shape the direction, the priorities of these fields. And so I think we need a different understanding of how diversity should work, not just as sort of, glossy images that show difference, but opening up a space at the table for these fields to change based on insights that people bring.
I think I've heard you say in the past, we want people not just on the table, but at the table.
Absolutely. We also want to be able to shape what's on the menu. So you're not just taking part in something that the agenda has already been solidified, and you're just there to sort of carry forward someone else's agenda. We want to be able to shape the priorities and the direction of science and technology as well.
Ruha Benjamin is a sociologist and professor at Princeton University. Thank you for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Tanya.